Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Strawberry Alarm Clock, bring this back. That's really their name. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood, NorwoodAnalytics.com. I encourage you to check out his website. Sam, thanks again for being here. You've been teaching us about the difference between a bookkeeper and an accountant, a chief financial officer, and we've talked about whether to hire them, whether to have them part-time, whether to outsource them and bring them in. I think you're right. I think the CFO is, when you need that kind of power, it's when you're trying to take your company to a level of financial complexity that you don't have as the CEO. And because what's going to happen, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Sam, because you're the pro at this, but whenever those conversations are being had, the leadership wants to talk about the deal, and they want they've got their number people. They want you to have your number people. So while you're talking about them about the deal, the number people are talking about having their own conversation.
Well, they are, and they want, you know, the biggest reason, in my judgment, in my experience, my perspective is, biggest reason why businesses fail is because they don't have adequate financial information or financial controls.
That's right.
And so a business that's lending or investing in your business, a financial institution or an individual, needs to know that you have in your business financial controls that are being monitored by a real professional who has complete, total integrity, because it's the integrity of the individual that maintains integrity of the accounts and the system. Mm-hmm. They need to know that when you give them information, financial information in particular, that's accurate and full, and that you are, as a CEO, are on top of it.
Well, that's exactly right, and it says something else about you. If this is the level you're aspiring to, it tells the other people that, number one, you're smart enough to know your own limitations.
Yep.
And you know how the game is played. A great basketball team wouldn't show up, or a football team wouldn't show up without the proper elements, you know, that you got to have to play at that level. So if you show up with your CFO, then they're gonna see you as someone who understands how the game is played, aren't they? And they're gonna give you credit for it before they even meet your CFO.
Exactly. And when you hire a CFO, this will not necessarily be that CFO's first rodeo in terms mm-hmm. of obtaining money. Not only will the CFO be able to speak the lingo that is understood by the lender's staff or the investor, but also they'll know who to go to and what questions that the CEO ought to be prepared to answer.
Right.
This is, you know, it's preparation of the CEO that is also important in obtaining money. Sometimes most enterprise is, if you have a growing business, you may have started as a marketing or a production person or a technology person and all that. Mm-hmm. And as you grow your business, when you're obtaining money for the first time, it's a whole new ball game for you. So you need a CFO who's been there, done that, to coach you in what to be prepared for and how to answer the questions and what questions are going to be coming.
Sam, mm-hmm. I need to ask you a question because I'm running out of time. If I'm hiring a CFO firm like your company was,
uh-huh.
where I'm hiring I'm getting a part-time CFO for rent, so to speak.
Yep.
And I'm looking for another level of capital. Mm-hmm. Should I interview a company, when I interview those companies, should I say, I not only need you to help me get ready for that, I need you to introduce me to these people. Should I, sure. Can I do that?
Yes,
absolutely. Shouldn't I expect to find somebody who can actually help me get to the prospects?
Absolutely. They should know the territory.
Yeah,
in fact,
yeah.
A great CFO is also a great networker,
right,
with law firms, banks,
right,
investors, and in the community generally.
And you should, when you're interviewing a law firm, a bigger law firm, you should also interview them for who they can connect you with. Hey,
absolutely.
Sam, good job today. Well done. Come back soon.
All right, will do.
Sam Thank Norwood, you. Ladies and gentlemen, NorwoodAnalytics.com. Sam will be back another day. We always get smarter when he joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.